Thank you for calling Hoffman Major. This is Nick.
Hey Nick, this is Nelson.
Hey Nelson, I'm sorry it took some time.
Oh no, that's fine. I understand. I appreciate you sending it by DocuSign. And yeah, so let me tell you my idea.
Sir.
So you're in Chicago, Illinois, right?
Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Skokie. All right. So my idea is a fresh. It'll start off as a fresh bread subscription. I live in Boulder, Colorado. It's a nicer neighborhood, and people, they would be inclined, I would think, to try this product, especially if we could deliver fresh bread, perhaps for a reasonable price. So it would be baguette. You could buy a baguette for $4, and if you buy enough of them, you can get them for. I already talked to a few people, a few bakeries, their capacities. You can get them for $2.80 or less. So there's a good
Okay.
margin there for people that have, let's say you have 350 subscriptions. That would mean you'd have around maybe 100, like 75 people. Well, I don't know. Hold on. 350 subscriptions, 4 breads each person, right? So basically, if you deliver between 100 breads a day, it would take you about 4 hours, and it would be comparable to an Uber job, right? It'd be more, a lot more lucrative than working Uber. And I'm thinking it would be something like that. You could be a vendor. You could set up subscriptions for bread, or also it could be more, like it could be specific pastries, or like I hear people like to get unpasteurized milk, like raw milk. So it could be something like that. And the profit would be you could get $1 off each subscription, right? So you have a subscription to bread, right? And you could have different vendors too. Like a person, I could have a subscription to one person like bread, and the another person I get, I don't know, something you could only get from like this other bakery that sells this Japanese milk bread that's like $10 a loaf. Maybe they could sell it to you and bring it to you once a week for $12, right? So it provides a consistent clientele. You get money from like each bread. Like if I sell it for 12, I buy it from the vendor for 8, so I get $4 easy. And I sell 100 of those breads, I get $400 a day, in profit. So it's profitable for everybody.
Okay, so like how many products you have thought to put up, like a list up on the application at first? It will be only for bread, or there will be other dairy products like you said about milk, pastry, and other products.
I would like to start off with just maybe two types of breads, but for it to be easily, like I could just add on. I could say, oh, I'm gonna, next month I'm gonna start selling this bread, and I want to discontinue this bread. I want it to be like that. Like,
Well, why discontinue? You can actually just keep it there and you can add more products. That's okay because the application that we will be creating for you, it is 100% scalable. Okay, you can add as many
yeah.
products on the application. You can also remove it at a stage you think that this product is not doing too well. Okay, you can actually remove that product because there's no use of listing the product that's not doing too well, and you can actually list another product. So you can always make changes to the application because we develop applications on open source code, so it's always scalable. Okay, at whatever point you want to make any changes, you can always do that. So
Okay.
this will be go on.
I'm gonna have certain features that I could kind of set it for a certain perimeter, a certain area. So I say in this area code, from 9 to 10, I'm gonna be delivering this bread. So there's people that could probably, if they want to subscribe to it, they could see the availability and be, and they could decide the vendors by that. The vendors by availability and by area.
By the way, do you mind me asking what work you do right now?
You're asking me what I do right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a chemist in a pharmaceutical company in Boulder. We make peptides for, like, we make Ozempic and we make all types of cancer medication. I'm a chemist there.
Oh, wow.
And I
great.
Also do a little bit of real estate.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah, not in Boulder. In Miami, Florida, I you know, I was a real estate agent, and I got into an investment deal. You know, I rented it out, and then I sold it. I bought it for $150, and I sold it for – no, sorry. I bought it for $175, and I sold it for $350. So I dabble a little bit. Yeah, thank you. So that's why I have a little bit of money now. So I'm thinking – you know, I'm deciding. I'm like, do I want to buy a $10,000 motorcycle, or do I want to buy a minimal viable product to try to get this idea out there? So, you know.
So a minimal viable product is something that I would prefer that you go ahead. And what you do is, okay, once you are delivering the application, okay, you can have a QR code, and you can actually ask your clients to scan it, and it will directly take them. To the app store, from where they can actually download the application, and from next day onwards they can actually place an order online using the application.
That's perfect. What I want to do is have an application and then make flyers and go around in my apartment building and different apartment buildings in Boulder where people appreciate artisan bread. And this specific bread in Denver is like, there was an article about it that it's the best bread in Colorado, and they have the Japanese milk bread and the baguette, so I'm thinking it's a good place to start.
There are so many types of bread available in the market. There's like potato bread, Japanese milk bread, wheat bread, okay, the normal bread that we usually get. So
yeah, so the point is it has to be baked fresh that day. That morning has to be baked fresh. That's what I want. That's the whole point of it.
Well, if you're speaking with bakeries, okay, and of course they will be selling fresh bread early in the morning, okay. So, of course, whatever type of bread that you will be talking, if you have spoken with them that how much it will cost, whatever the order that you will place with them, they will prepare the that type of bread for you. So that's okay. If they are actually selling it in their store, they are actually preparing the same type of bread. So you can actually list that and market that type of bread in your, like, the area, the zip code that you're talking about.
Yeah. I want to make it local, usually, like, and good ingredients, nothing, no preservatives, nothing like that, because the American culture isn't really, they don't really have a real connection to culture, but I know, can I ask where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from England.
Well, in Europe, they have, you know, the French are really connected to their bread, and they incorporate it in... But the Americans, us Americans, our culture isn't really connected to bread. Our culture is more subscriptions, right? We have a culture of subscriptions. I want to kind of incorporate that and bring bread into that.
Well, I've been here for so long. It's been like 17 years. So I do understand the culture and everything and how they actually think, like, because I've been doing this business since 10 years. Like the app development. So I understand the culture. There are so many people who are actually, if you came up with a great idea about like fresh dairy products, I have a lot of people who have different type of products that are not eatable, but other products which are like, for example, I must say, for subscription, they have games, okay, some online products, they have other office products, okay, like we are working for some offices based in Canada and USA. And they usually are selling stationary products, so that's also based on subscription to banks and so many other companies. So there are a lot of products, and I know how the subscription model works, okay? So
even Google, you know, Google certificate, it's subscriptions now. You don't buy the course. You don't buy the course. You have to, you know, I'm doing also a project management subscription or certificate. And I also, you know, I've done a few other courses, like a little bit of JavaScript. And get like 80%. I don't finish it completely. I can't say, you know, I know JavaScript like that. But like you go to Udemy, you buy the course and you have the course. You don't have to keep subscribing, right? But then you lose a customer.
Right.
But
right.
Google did the certificate where you can't buy the course. You're not buying the course. You have to keep subscribing until you finish it. you know. So
right.
It's, you know, that's a good business model. That's a continuous model where you don't
right.
lose a client. You don't.
Right. There are like even if someone has purchased a course from Udemy that you're talking about, okay, the person who has actually purchased it, they are actually selling it, and they are asking for subscription money. They tell the other person that I have a course from Microsoft or from any other university or a well-known company, and they tell their colleagues or peers that if you would want to do this thing, you can pay me $10 or like $50, and I can share the link with you, and you can actually enroll, and you can do the course, listen to the lectures, take the quizzes, and you will get a certificate. So a lot of people are actually doing it on their own, but there is a way to like overcome all these hurdles, okay? But yeah, the subscription-based model is something that works in longevity, okay? It's better. It always helps you to retain your clients, okay? And of course, it's something that they are actually paying you on a monthly basis. So it's a recurring income that you're getting from this model.
Exactly. That's the whole key, the recurring income. Yep. And that's real interesting. So I talked to a few people about this, mainly one person that I was trying to get to program the application, but I don't think he's like up for it right now, because right now at his job he's kind of busy. That's why I'm trying to reach out to you guys. So
right,
my idea is I want to talk to my friend, because he's way more technical in this part, and I want to present to you maybe – I don't have too much graphics. I maybe have like one or two of like the pages on like maybe a mobile web app, a phone app that I'm thinking of. So I want to send that, and maybe a few more things that will help you get an idea of how I want it to look like. And I want me and you to get on a call perhaps maybe later this week, because I don't know his availability. So we could really get a good idea, and because right now you're going to make a proposal with all the features and the timeline, scope, how much it's going to cost and everything. And I want him to kind of be a part of that too.
Sure, of course. This is just a requirement gathering call, a discovery call, okay? I'm just getting the idea of the type of application that you're looking for, okay? We can actually have a detailed call later, and I can send you a Zoom link. You can let me know when your friend is available, you are available, okay? And I can send a Zoom link where all three or four people can join in and actually brainstorm together what type of an application will work best for you guys, okay, and how we will be able to actually use the designs which you guys have already developed. Also, I have shared some of our work. Did you get a chance to go through it?
I did not get a chance to go through it, but I plan on looking through it later today.
Okay. Well, there are two applications which are live, which I've shared. I can also share more with you if you want, okay? And some are under design phase. Some are actually not even in the design phase. They are actually in a mood board phase, okay? It's just like we are providing some graphics to our clients, and they would check and let us know that what type of an application. And this is where you can always ask for revisions. So during the mood board, okay, you can let us know that, okay, maybe a color scheme is not working for you guys, the font style, font family, a color or size is not working, or you would want to move some clickable sections here and there, and we can always go back to the drawing board and we can make the changes. Once you're 100% satisfied, only then we will move to a prototype.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds really good. That sounds like there's no risk. There's no risk until there's an agreement between, you know, all of us.
There is no risk on anything, okay? We actually believe in 100% customer satisfaction, okay? So don't worry about it. Even the designs that you guys have actually, you told me that you have some designs ready with you guys, right?
Well, I just downloaded this wire framework, and I just made maybe like one or two. Yeah, you know, I talked to my friend. I wanted him to program it, but he never got started. Like, he was just, you know, it's been a month, and he's not really getting into it, so I just want to, like, you know,
okay,
get help from outside.
That's okay. That's not a problem. We will actually create the design. You don't have to worry about the wireframes that you have downloaded, okay? If you would want us to do something customized for you, okay? If you want us to use the designs you already have, we can do that, okay? If you want us to create the designs from scratch for you, we will do that, okay? So,
okay, yeah.
Don't worry about it. And let me just go ahead and quickly tell you how Hoffman Mazer works, okay? If this is like 4Ds. That we take care of. First is this, just like call a discovery call, okay? We are actually trying to understand what type of application we will make, and then comes the design. Once the contract is signed, we onboard you with our company, okay? There will be a Kickstarter meeting. We will introduce you to developers. There will be a dedicated project manager who will be working close to you guys, okay? Whenever you need any changes, any help, he will be available with you 24/7. Whenever you would want to ask for a call, you can. He will be available. And this is, and then we will go to the design screens. Okay, as I told you, when we are designing an application, you can always go back and make changes. There is 100% customer satisfaction and unlimited revisions you guys have. Once the designs are confirmed, we move on to the third D, that's the development. Okay, we actually do the alpha. And we ask you to go and check the MVP, check it in your phone. If everything is perfect, we go to the beta phase. We provide you with an APK. Okay, you can check it on Android, on iOS, different platforms to run it, and on different cell phones to run and check if it is working on different forms of iOS and Android, okay, like 10 and above.
Okay.
Okay, and then comes the fourth part, that's deployment and testing. Or testing our deployment, okay? We go ahead, we test the application internally, we do it manually and also automatically running on different softwares. When the testing is done, we actually ask you to provide us with a Google account and Apple account, and we deploy the application on your account. So Hoffman Mazer is strictly work for hire. We will only be charging you for the design and development of the application. There will be no hidden charges after that.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And so what would you say usually is describing?
Sorry?
How much would it cost?
The cost of
usually, an estimate.
Well, just I wanted to come on this part. So let's just go ahead and quickly discuss about the function and features we are looking at on this application, okay? And just tell me if I'm missing at any point. We are looking software and application where there will be a subscription there and people will be able to order breads, right?
Yes, and
okay.
It will be like Uber, where a vendor will be someone that could sign up, they get a screening, and they will say, yes, this person could be a vendor and they could get a specific area to sell bread.
Right.
And it'd be like we'd have to like check with the bakery and make sure it's a legit bakery and everything's good and like a quick quality control and then
Okay. So first of all, let me just try to go ahead and draw a canvas. Okay. And let's see how the application will work. First of all, once a person downloads an application, it takes and open it. It takes you to a splash screen where you can see the logo of the application or the company logo, and then it moves to a sign in or sign up screen. Okay, where the user will be able to put down their information, name, email address, contact number, and their home address where they would want the breads to be delivered. Right. Once the sign up section is completed, they will go to the home page where they will see different types of bread and they can choose in between which type of bread they are looking for. Okay, and of course, the type of bread as part of the manufacturing is concerned, you said that there will be a couple, at the start, you are thinking of two products, right?
Yeah, let's say two products. The thing, it'll be. When the person that to get a subscription, they sign in, they see maybe a list of vendors and their available times that are in their specific location, because it's by, let's say it's by zip code, you know.
Right. All right.
So it's like this vendor, this zip code will be. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Fine.
When the client will be updating their address, okay, they will be also updating the zip code. So it's like that when they will be providing the zip code, the application will automatically suggest them the vendors which are actually nearby or within the 5 kilometer radius. We can say this.
Yeah, it says the vendors that are nearby, and then like the time they'll be there. So if this person's like, oh no, 9 a.m. will be too late. I need the vendor to bring my bread at 7. Then she'll see that there's a vendor at 7 availability. So she'll choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And also at that screen, at that same availability, she'll be able to, at a glance, see what he has to offer. So maybe he's offering baguettes and, like, the bread she wants as well. So she'll be like, okay, this vendor is perfect, and she'll choose that person.
Okay, they will be able to choose between the vendors, okay? So, for example, there are four options, A, B, C, and D, okay? I click vendor A, and that's, like, according to my time. I open the vendor and then I see the products that which they are selling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I choose the product that I want and I can actually plus minus the quantity that I need.
Yeah, so each product, I think each product itself would be a subscription. So they'll have a subscription to bread.
Okay.
And
so
it wouldn't
like,
be...
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
It'd be like, I think that way it would be more manageable, right? For us at least. Each item is a subscription.
Okay, for example, 4 pieces of bread or 4 slices of bread, okay? 8 slices of bread and 12 slices of bread. I'm just giving you an example. Okay? So I go ahead and choose, like, for example, 4 slices of bread, and that's around, like, $2. Or if you will decide about the amount, okay, $5, $6 a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the person will be subscribing to that particular plan and that particular bread from that particular vendor, okay? And once he has or she has chosen a plan, it will ask them to proceed to the checkout page. Okay?
Yeah. Before that, I would like for them to choose the days that they'd want it delivered, though. So it'd be, let's say, on that page, they highlight, let's say, like, there's on the top, there's, like, 2 pictures up top, and they just click the left picture. So
mm-hmm.
since they click the left picture, they're actually working on that subscription. So they just, it starts off with 4 a month, or, like, once a week.
Okay.
And then in the bottom of that, they see kind of like a live map where they see the availability, like which days they could order. It's like, okay, all these days, but they want to do like 4 times a week. You know, they hit 4, and then there's a calendar that, you know, that lists the days, probably with the times as well.
Sure. The time, they have already chosen the time while they were choosing the vendor, or they have to choose the time again.
Well, when they chose a vendor, they're not choosing that time. They're just, it's almost like a little summary, you know, because they're like, oh, this vendor has availability at this time. They usually, this vendor delivers Monday through Friday, but this vendor delivers Saturday through Sunday. Kind of doesn't show all the availability, but it gives them an idea of, and the selection of the what they're going to buy.
Okay, we can add time at that, once the product is chosen, we can place a section where they can choose the time when they would want their bread to be delivered, and days they can choose. You said that you would want 2 sections, like once a week, twice a week, 4 times a week. So it's better to actually have a calendar, and they can choose the days. Okay, they can there will be a drop down calendar. Okay, and they can click on the days. For example, so there's first and Monday. So I can actually say like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then skip 6 and 7, then again start from 8. So that's like I'm choosing Monday to Friday. I skip Saturday and Sunday, then again I started from Monday to Friday. So I can choose my days when I want the bread to be delivered at my doorstep.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. And I can actually skip a day. For example, I'm traveling. Okay. And...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one thing that sometimes we are not too sure that we would be traveling. So if we would want to skip a day, for example, we are not at home at 7:30, we will be somewhere else. So we will be able to get in touch with the vendor and let them know that we won't be needing a bread today. But there will be no changes in the subscription plan.
Yeah, and what you could select from the person that's buying the bread, the only thing they could select from is the availability from the vendor, right?
Okay. Yeah. Sounds perfect. So the days are selected. Okay. The time is selected. We have selected the vendor. We have selected the product that we want. And then we proceed to the checkout page, right? Okay. Then all the payment and shipping details, again, the application will be asking for both the information. You can actually choose the same information that you used while signing up for the application. You can choose that information. If you would want to place another information, you can always do that. Okay, for example, I'm ordering for my sister's place from my application, so I can actually put her details as for shipping address, and the billing address will be mine.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what mode of payment you are looking for? There will be credit card, PayPal, or what do you say?
I would say I'm not really too particular. Whatever is easiest for the people, so I guess like credit card.
Yeah, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, whatever you say. Okay, the more options you'll choose, it will just increase the cost of the application.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Right? Okay, so we have a splash screen. We have a sign-in, sign-up. Of course, there will be another screen for forgot my password, just in case someone is not able to log in. So they can actually go to the forgot my password, and there will be an OTP generated on their number or email. They can come back, put down the OTP, and reset their password, all right? Coming back to the profile section, they can always change their contact details, or if they have moved to another block within the same neighborhood, they can actually change their address. They can always go ahead and change their subscription plans and change the vendor.
Yeah, it'd have to be, like, if they do move, the vendor would have to, you know, sell bread there at that time. So it'd probably be have to... If they move apartments, it makes sense. You know, they just move from one floor to the other, but probably if they move, it won't keep working.
Right. Okay. So these are a few things. Okay. Another point, the order is placed to the vendor once the client has made the payment. Okay. How the vendor will be notified about it?
I want it to be so that... Okay, so if I want to sell bread in my apartment, I want to introduce everybody to the application. And when they download the application, they're aware that there needs to be at least 15 people for this subscription to start. Right. So when the 15 is met, that's when everybody will be notified. It's like, hey, look, the vendor will know to start the route, because that'll be the only time it makes sense for them to get there. Right.
There are like 15 to 20 people who have a subscribe to a particular vendor, okay? But how
to
the
a particular vendor,
at
a particular location as well. Sorry, interrupting you.
No, that's okay. You were making a point, and I appreciate that. All right, so particular vendor for a particular location, at least 15 people, you're saying that. We will make the rules.
Yeah.
But how the vendor will be notified that 15 people have actually made a subscription to purchase their product?
I guess it'd be a notification in the app that says, like, an attention. It's like, hey, attention, activate the route. Route is active, and then everybody will get a notification that the vendor himself acknowledged that they're going to start the route at a specific date.
Okay. So we are actually, before the sign-in or sign-up screen, there will be another screen, and which will be saying, are you a vendor?
Are you a
customer? Okay, or a user,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. We can actually choose a name, a good name for our customers who will be using our application. Okay.
By the way, this app, the app name, the idea, is called Needs. So KNEAD, and maybe a Z at the end, because there's already two apps. One is called Need, the other called is Need, and this one's perhaps Need with a Z.
K-N-E-E-D-Z?
K-N-E-A-D-Z, yes.
E-A-D. Okay.
Yeah. You like kneading, kneading dough, like kneading dough.
All right. Who came up with this name?
I did.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chemist. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, this is the name, and then we move to subscription based. More sorry, we move to the screen where the person will be choosing that if they are actually a vendor or a customer who will be placing the order and availing the subscription based plan. So if we have discussed about the customer side of the application, right? Let's go ahead and quickly see what options we see that the vendors would be needing. So the vendor will go ahead and they will actually create same thing, create their profile, okay, write down the name of their company. There might be something that you might need from the vendor's application, for example, their business paperwork confirming that they are a legitimate company. Otherwise, anyone can sign up as a vendor. So
yeah,
they'd
have to
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Uber, you know, like Uber gets a car inspection. We would have to inspect the actual their vendors and, you know, their how they handle the bread and things like that.
Of course, there will be all the bakeries who are in this business. They have their certificate,
business.
Inspection certificate, right?
Yes.
Business name, it's
yes.
W8 paper, W9, and they're like inspection and some like legal paperwork from food authorities, of course, and that they are licensed to bake this product and sell it into the market. So all that paperwork you would be needing at first, okay, and they will create their profile, and then they will get a button where it will be send to admin for confirmation. They can just not normally sign up like a user. They have to send all this data information to you where you can actually verify their documents, okay? And then you allow them to have an access to become a vendor.
My question is, could it be the vendor? I don't want it to be the actual company that makes the bread. I want it to be someone like me that just needs to a part-time job, and I want to be like the middleman. So basically, I source the bread, and then I just I sell it.
But there has to be some sort of a verification or some sort of confirmation to make sure that you are actually providing something which is eatable, right? There are, like, if you talk about some applications, a type of marketplace, okay, where people are placing orders to the restaurants. So there are some people who are offering food from their home, right? So, but then again, they have to submit some, like, they are actually a registered business name or something like that. So they have to prove it, showing that they are legally, they have their tax number, they have their registration number or something like that, that they are actually allowed to use their name and provide service.
Okay, so it'd be like I just have to incorporate so I could be a distributor of the bread.
Yes, sir. Something.
But, yeah, okay, so but it doesn't have to be the bakery itself showing that it could bake bread, you know, and like according to the state of Colorado, right? It's I could just make a become incorporate become a middleman. What is it called? A distributor. Yes, exactly.
Broker distributor.
And just have, you know, show that I'm a legit distributor with a license, a business license, and that should be enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So okay. So for the vendor, they will go ahead and they will send the paperwork for approval. Okay, you can actually give them the access after checking that they have actually uploaded the documents correctly, right? And mm-hmm. once they have an approval, they will get the notification and access that they can go ahead and use the application. So once they have your approval as an admin, they will go ahead and move to their homepage where they can add the products, okay? They can set their timings as a vendor that we are available at 7:30 a.m. or 9 a.m. onwards, and these are our products, okay? For example, these Japanese milk bread, wheat bread, okay, different type of breads, they can put it over there, okay? They can choose the days on which days they are available to deliver, and they can choose the area, in which area they are available to deliver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all these things that they can set up, okay? They can actually link their own bank account where they will get the commission or the payment directly from client side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry about it. My phone was ringing. There was another client calling in. But my...
No, it's fine.
No, it's okay. My HOD will pick it up. Okay, so...
Oh, okay, good.
All right. So talking about the vendor, another point comes up, and that's like, will there will be a tracking of the order that the rider has left and it will be arriving at this time? But I don't think so that we would be needing it.
We won't be needing
a tracking.
Yeah. I guess not, because you just kind of like, it's what they're expecting and they're not really like really waiting on it like that, right?
It's not something an order that you have placed an order to McDonald's and it will be arriving in 30 minutes, right? So you won't be needing.
Yeah, it'll be like it'll be a range, right? It'll be like between 9 and 9:30, because depending on the traffic and maybe the person, you know, it'd be like a range. It wouldn't be too specific like that.
Right,
they'd hear a knock on their door. They'd hear a knock.
All right, perfect. So the last point that we discussed is, the vendor will be actually adding their banking details, so where they will be getting their commission,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you will be providing them your commission. For example, monthly basis. For example, a vendor has actually, for example, 40 subscribers under their wing, okay, and each and every person has made a subscription for $10. So that sums up to $40 in total. So you actually got $400. 10 by 40 is 400, right? So you actually got $400 in your account, okay? And then you know how much you are supposed to pay to a vendor. For example, they have listed their item and they will be getting $5 from that $10 per subscription. So you will be releasing $200 to that particular vendor, and you will be keeping $200 for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So this is the complete side of the vendor's application. Okay. Already discussed.
Also,
the custom. Yeah.
Also, like a feature for the vendor would be nice that they get a list, right? So they could print out like lists from different area codes so they could deliver the bread accurately, you know, probably like check it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they're on their phone, they could just kind of, you know, they match up the address and then they click a box and the box says, yes, I delivered this bread and this bread. Maybe even like a picture. I don't know, like a picture verification. So you just deliver the bread real quick, you take a picture and...
Yeah, of course. Of course, we can add this feature. All right. So I think that we have discussed both the features both sides of the application. For both client and vendor, customer and vendor, okay, who will be using our application. There will be another thing, and that we say, or we call it, an admin panel. You will be managing both the vendors and also the users who are, purchasing these subscription plans, right? You can send them
yeah.
notifications that, okay, there's a new vendor available or just being active in your area, okay? You can tell them if a vendor has added new timings, you can send push notification to users, okay? You can actually...
Even like a community board, because it'll be very specific to the area code. So it'd be maybe like something like that on the landing page, you see that as well. So you can get some like social interaction as well.
Oh, sure. This feature will be added on the client section, not in the admin panel. Okay. Admin panel is
you're right.
You will be managing the admin, the application for both the user and the vendor, okay? You can actually add, edit, and delete vendor's information. You can add, edit, and delete user's information, okay? You can send them push notifications about their payments, okay? That your subscription will be expiring in next 5 days, so just go ahead and renew it if you would want, okay? Or the card that you guys might... there might be a possibility then that the user has stored the card in the application and it will be charged automatically. But for XYZ reason, it was declined, okay? So you can actually say that the card got declined. Please go ahead and change your card details or see if you need to make payments, and we will charge the card in next 24 to 48 hours again. So different type of push notifications, okay, different authorities. You can track user activity. You can actually use this platform to do marketing, okay, if you are adding more products. If the vendor is adding more products, so you can say that, okay, there will be a new product by this particular vendor in this particular area. Go ahead and for the first 50 subscriptions, there is a 50% discount. So you can use, you can do all the marketing using the admin panel. There are a lot more in this thing, and we will actually be creating a document, and we will be listing everything in that document.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. The application will be for both iOS and Android users, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Android, iOS. So there will be two applications: one for Android, for both client and vendors, one for iOS, for both client and vendors, and one web-based admin panel to manage all users, all type of users, okay?
Okay.
And when do you think that you can actually start working on this project?
If everything goes well, maybe a couple weeks. I want to talk to my friend. I want to get all everything ironed out. I'll have all the features. Mm-hmm. And, if you tell me we can get this done for a reasonable price, you know my price range. And then, yeah, maybe a couple weeks.
On Bark, you said in between 10 to 20.
Not 20, no, I said 10,000.
You see, it's 10,000 for 5 different applications, actually. Do you think that it's a bit harsh?
Well, it like depends what you know, like your proposal and things like that. But I mean, this application, we don't have to like roll out all 5 applications, right? It's we'll meet somewhere in the middle.
Go ahead. We will go ahead and launch all 5, okay? But I'll come up with best prices for you, okay?
I would like it broken down like man hours worked as well, because
everything
for,
we provide you with the LOE, okay? So don't worry about the man hours we will be putting in, okay? I will, and also, if even if it's 10, 15, 20, whatever the prices we come up with, this will not be a one-shot payment that we will be asking you guys for. As I told you, that we have different milestones. So the same thing will happen while you will be making the payment. So first, the first milestone, you will be providing 40% of the total cost, okay? We will be going ahead, discussing the app idea in detail, creating the high-level scope of work document, providing you with the design screens, okay, Once you approve everything, we move to the alpha phase. We ask for the 30%. We create a prototype for you, okay? Once you agree with it, for the last and final milestone, that's again 30%. We go ahead and do the development, provide you with a beta version, pro beta version. You approve it, we move on to the testing and deployment. And another thing, the best thing, of course, and that is we will be providing you with a free maintenance for the next 3 months once the application is live. So even if there are any updates, anything like that, okay, any glitches or any barriers you find in the usage of the application, even after doing all those testing, we are there to help you out and make sure the application is working smoothly without giving you any problem.
Okay, yeah, sounds nice. Okay. So I'll wait for... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
We can start in a couple of weeks. I would say sooner than later, because right now the price is just not to engage you in this thing, but you see that Independence Day is coming up, right? So we will be actually this in between only two times of the year Hoffman Mather gives a discounted price. One at Memorial Day and another is on the Independence Day. Not even on Christmas we are offering discounted prices. So these two are the days when you can actually have an application with all the features going all out, which might have been somewhere near 20 or more than that, but then can actually go down to somewhere in between 15 to 16 with all the features that we are talking about. But then again, it's your call if you would want to go ahead and start it sooner than later.
And this sale, is it posted on your guys' website? Are you guys advertising the sale?
It depends on you. If you allow us that we have developed your application, like you can see.
No. I'm talking about if I go to your website right now, that's a big sale you guys are having.
We will be updating our website on it. Okay, this is something that we offer internally to our clients. Okay, sometimes we don't offer these things to enterprises, right? Of course, they are able to afford an application for like hundreds and thousands of dollars, right? But we are there to help individuals like you. I know who is not backed by an enterprise, who is trying to work his way up.
No, this is just some money I have around, you know.
Right.
Someone
who is trying to work his way up and trying to build a business. So, of course, these offers are for those type of people. If we will be putting this thing up on the website, then, of course, there are enterprises and, like, big fishes in the market who will be availing this opportunity.
Okay, then, yeah, I'll be willing to look at your best price, and then we'll negotiate from there, and we'll come to an agreement.
You will negotiate the best prices? Okay.
Yeah, the what suits us best, you know, like,
sure,
you know.
Sure, no worries.
I'm sure there's, like, you know, some features we could leave out and things like that. That's what I'm talking about. Not, like, just the price itself, but, like, so it could be fair, you know. It's like...
No, of course,
I'm definitely needing some upgrades, so if it goes well, I'm going to keep coming back, you know.
As I told you earlier, the application is always scalable, so you can always do a lot of things with the application. You can add so many vendors, you can add their products, okay, and there might be something else that you would want to do, okay. Make something automated, or at a later time of the year or maybe next year, you would want to track the delivery of the product. So, of course, you can always scale it up, and we will be there to help you out.
Okay. And would it be possible, do you guys are like have a physical location, or most of your team is off base, remote?
No, everything is onshore in office.
Okay. So if, if we get further and we agree, and I would like to like maybe visit, that'd be possible.
Sure, sure. You are most welcome. Just let us know when you are trying to visit, so we can actually arrange a meeting Okay, of course, we don't want you to come up and don't meet the relevant party and don't have a cup of coffee with us. So just let us know beforehand.
Yeah,
so we
it's
can
gonna
make.
be with. It's gonna be with good timing. I'm gonna let you guys know if it's possible. We're gonna coordinate, you know, appropriately.
Sure, sure. You're most welcome. Even in the start of the project, in between, or even after the project is done, you can always call us and you can always visit us.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, and all right. I would be needing a few stuff from your side now. You have already provided me with the signed NDA. Can you share the designs which you have downloaded or worked on?
Yeah, I could send them shortly. I could send them in a little bit. You don't need them not right now, right?
Well, it might give me an idea what type of an application you're looking for, and actually, it will help me to while I'm like making
okay.
it work for you.
Okay, then let me see if I can find it now. This is not too much. All right, I went ahead and sent you 4 screenshots, and it's not much. I think you pretty much got the idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, this is a marketplace type of an application that we're looking for, but it has a subscription plan. So, yeah, I have an idea, but of course, I would want to see what you have actually chosen for UI US are being like if what type of wireframes that you have worked on, so it will just give me an idea.
I just said that because I'm like thinking, like I'm sending it and I'm like, oh man, this is like not as good as I thought it was going to be. Like I just, you know, it's kind of very novice. It's very novice. That's what I'm saying.
That's okay. That's okay. We have to start from a point, right? So that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just for an idea. Of course, I won't be taking any inspiration from it. It's just I just need to make sure that actually what you were thinking when you actually thought about having this type of an application. You have already shared these screenshots with me?
Yeah, I sent it by email. Did you get it?
I'm actually roaming around. Well, having a word with you, let me just quickly go back to my laptop and see if I have. I have refreshed. It will be on its way. Have you replied to the same email?
Yeah, I replied to the NDA one.
Okay.
The first one.
All right, the first email that I sent to you?
Yes.
Okay, because the other one will be going to the e-signatures domain.
No, I sent it to, I'm pretty sure, yeah, the first email.
Okay, perfect. I'll receive it. Okay. it's not in yet, but I'll receive it. If not, I'll just ask you to share the screenshots over the chat if it's possible once you're done.
Okay. So this is a cell phone. I can send it through this phone.
Sure. You can attach the screenshots on the same chat where we were having the conversation on.
I'm just attaching the last image and I'll send it right now.
Perfect. So what are your working times? Like at what time you're working? Because if we need to schedule a meeting with you and your friend, what do you think that when you guys will be available?
So my friend, he's in North Carolina and his working schedule, I guess, would be maybe around like 4 or 3 p.m. over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, after 5. It'd be after 5. And for me, right now, I'm going to switch to the night shift, the evening shift. So I'll be available whenever. I'll wake up and, you know, it's no big deal.
Okay. I have received your email.
Oh, you got the email?
Yeah, I got the email just now.
Okay, then I was about to send it right now, so I'll just stop sending these.
Okay. Okay, so he will be available after his shift. Just have a word with him, okay, and just confirm whenever he is available, okay, and let me know. And what I can do is, if we can schedule a call tomorrow, I will be having the document ready for you guys, and actually we can arrange a meeting and we can walk you through the document that we have created after this call using your idea and the images that you have shared with me, okay? And in the same document, we would be listing the timeline, how much time it will take to create this type of an application, what functions and features will be used, and according to the time, functions, and features, we will list down the prices.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. I agree.
Okay. Perfect. So if you, your friend, are available tomorrow, we can actually have this meeting. And I can send you a Zoom invite link, and all of us can join in and discuss about this application.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to it. I'm going to reach out to him shortly, and okay. I will send you a text this evening.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Appreciate it, Nick.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time, Nelson. And is there anything else you would want me to discuss with you before I let you go for the day?
No, I think for today, we're good for today, and I appreciate your time.
Right, and if anything comes up, you have my number, you have my email, just drop me a text message and we can have a call or we can just talk about it, okay?
Will do. Appreciate it so much.
Perfect. So thank you for your time. You have a lovely day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.